Hello and welcome to Radio Nimba International. Well, this commentary is entitled "A General Kwinpa Stadium." That land is normally called County Field, even though some people recall it as Sports Stadium. No problem. It is located 7 degrees north of the equator, to the east by Guadavoye, within the proximity of Dunlopa, to the west by Sopie, which is a town that is surrounded by rocky hills that are believed to be endowed with petroleum products. Be careful with Nimba when it comes to mineral resources. The County Sports Stadium is located on the north by the Welcome Gate that's on your way to Ganta, and on the south by Sekempa when you are traveling to either Yekepa or Kample. That's our county field, and it was constructed in 1973 and completed in 1974 by President Richard Talbot as part of his Independence Day celebrations in the Leeward counties. Please allow me to pause this county field debate, which is worth having. Fulton Dumba was superintendent at the time the airstrip, or airfield as you will call it, was crafted. His father, George Dumba, was also the superintendent of Nimba. But in the late 60s, when he reportedly built Lake Tile, the largest artificial or man-made lake in Liberia as we speak. That was during the Tubman era. Were you born then? Even during that time, Gabriel Fangalo became the first superintendent of the county when Nimba, along with Bon, Grand Jida, and Lofa, were declared counties in 1964. Please do me a favor. Let us unite in our diversity. Is that okay with you? I hope so, because Nimba is the only county we have. If you are just joining this commentary, we are talking about naming the county field in San Nicolas in memory of Brigadier General Thomas Bonkano Kwinpa. Do you remember that name? He was a strong man of the revolution. I'm talking about the People's Redemption Council, where he briefly served as a commanding general of the armed forces of Liberia. During that time, especially between 1980 and 1983, dozens of natives were recruited in the army. You know, the current Liberian president named the hospital in Tapeta as the Jackson Fiado Memorial Hospital. That was for a reason, to memorialize him. After all, he was a true and patriotic son of the soil. So will Nimba always bury Caesars and not praise them? Come on. Now, talking about Thomas F. Floyd Sr., to name the sports stadium in San Nicolas in his honor is not a bad debate. He equally so deserves it. Others call him the breadbasket because he has withstood the test of time, choosing to build his financial empire in San Nicolas instead of buying mansions abroad. He's a great guy, asks Radio Nimba. His Jungle Water group of companies has taken Liberia out of Monrovia because, according to his philosophy, Monrovia is not Liberia. He is a true son of the soil, considering his maternal background from Duogoton in Nimba County. That's my opinion about him. You know, there are several debates regarding the naming of the county field in San Nicolas. Some people think that naming a sports stadium in honor of General Azim Musa would be the best thing to do, while others are of the opinion that it should rather be named in honor of either former Senator Adolphus Dolo, a sports lover, or Musa Bility, or even former Superintendent Edie Gongo Way, during whose tenure Nimba County brought by the Cubs in 2009 and 2010. What else can we say? Finally, let us learn to celebrate our heroes. After all, we have the Samuel Candospo Stadium in Pennsville outside Monrovia. So what's wrong with naming the county field a standing call in honor of General Kwiyonkpa? Our traditional musicians in Nimba, including Maurice King, Liva Zinawe, Amos Willie, Zay Titi, and several others, appreciate Nimba solidarity in the context of swallowing the GBT tablets together. So who are you to sit on the fence? From Prior Lake in Minnesota, I'm Othello Grusian, Nimba County, Oye.
Rejoicing, boy.